News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the global pledge to reduce plastic waste got a big boost yesterday with the EU proposing a ban on single-use plastics such as plastic cutlery, straws and cotton buds. Joining us to discuss this is Mindy O'Brien, coordinator of the Voice of Irish Concerned for the Environment. Mindy, do you welcome yesterday's announcement?
Oh, we really do. We're very excited to move this forward. This is just a proposal, so we really we want to encourage the MEPs, our MEPs and other MEPs, to support this as it moves through the process. But it's a first step, and we're delighted with it.
In terms of the kind of products being banned, are there alternatives for all of them, or will it create difficulties for any groups of people? Straws, for example, I've heard some advocates for the disabled saying that it might create difficulties for disabled people. Are there any potential issues you can see?
Well, I think, you know, I worked in Congress years and years ago, and I remember we want to legislate not for the exception, but for the rule. So I think we do the ban, but then we do make exceptions for people in need, you know, people who have true medical concerns. And, you know, they'll be few and far between, and I'm sure that the hospitals will take those straws and dispose of them responsibly rather than throw them on the beaches. So,
okay. And look, we've all heard the reports. I think it's 7.5 million straws on US lying on US coastlines at the moment. This is a very big issue, a very hot issue at the moment, and everyone is very keen to get on board with this. But I'm just wondering, and maybe I'm being cynical, is this just one of those trendy issues at the moment? Will it actually make a big difference if this happens? You know, meanwhile, we'll all still get our planes, we'll all still drive our cars in and out of work. Will it actually make a fundamental difference to the environment?
I think step by step, Shane. We're not going to change things overnight. As you know, plastic is made from fossil fuel. And someone had the visual of when you're drinking a bottle of Coke or something like that, you're drinking a bottle of oil. So it does have an impact in terms of keeping some of the fossil fuels in the ground, because 8% of the fossil fuels right now is being used for plastic. And that's just going to increase. So we need to stop this. And it's also things that people can do. You know, it's feasible. I think this is what has gotten to people's hearts and minds, is that they see it every day, but they can also make a difference. You know, they can go shopping, they could try to buy without packaging, or they can try to have a reusable coffee cup or a reusable water bottle. So
yeah.
I think it's something tangible that they can do. You know, climate change is a huge issue, but a lot of people say, what can I do? This is something they can do, and it also impacts positively against climate change.
It also shows the power of television, doesn't it? Because this really came from one TV program, the BBC series.
The Planet.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing the power it can have and the power to influence public opinion.
It is. It's amazing. And also, Sky has a campaign for, I think, 2 years, Sky Ocean Rescue. So, but also on the internet, people are seeing pictures with turtles with straws up their nose. I saw a bird wrapped in plastic, or the whales that die with plastic bags in their bellies. Visual, I mean, as they say, a picture says 100 words. So it's very visual, and people can see it and understand it.
I suppose just finally on this, it shows that, because I think a lot of people would have been saying, oh, we're actually never going to address the problems with our environment. If there's a will there, things can happen pretty quickly too.
It really can, and I urge people to contact their TDs, to contact Minister Nocton. There's a bill, the Waste Reduction Bill, that's trying to go through the Dáil right now that would implement many of the measures that are under the EU Commission's proposal. So please urge Minister Nocton to move the bill forward to establish a deposit refund scheme for drinks containers, and also would ban similar items. So we're on track. We just have to move it forward.
Okay, Mindy, thanks indeed for talking to us. Mindy O'Brien, coordinator of the Voice of Irish Concerned for the Environment. Interesting there.